Tradition 4. Each group should be autonomous, except in matters affecting other groups or NA as a whole. NA groups have a great deal of freedom. We've already seen in Tradition 3 that groups are free of any need to screen their members or set requirements for membership. Our NA groups are free to offer recovery to any addict. The fourth tradition enhances that freedom, allowing the rich diversity of our varied experience to help us serve. Freedom can be exhilarating. Many of us have little experience with freedom of any sort. Our lives in active addiction often seemed more like slavery. When we first experience the freedom of recovery, we may find it overwhelming. Through working the steps, we learn that with freedom comes responsibility. In recovery, we become responsible for ourselves. As we accept that responsibility, we see how the fourth tradition encourages us to act responsibly as groups and as a fellowship. NA groups are vehicles for the message of recovery. In the strength of the personal commitment group members make to one another, a group character forms. As this group character grows and evolves, the group finds ways in which it can do what no other group in town may be doing. The members of each group design a blueprint for meetings that reflect that particular group's personality. Group autonomy gives groups the creative freedom to find individual ways to carry the message. NA is made up of a vastly diverse assortment of addicts, joined together by the strength of their mutual commitment to recovery. We speak many different languages and live in differing cultures. One type of meeting will not appeal to every addict who comes to Narcotics Anonymous. In order to reach every addict who may need our help and support the recovery of every member, groups have the freedom to vary their format and other meeting characteristics. Each group has the freedom to pursue our primary purpose in the manner it feels will work best. Every group has a niche to fill, both in the fellowship as a whole and in the local NA community. As a fellowship, our ability to reach still using addicts is tied to our willingness to offer meetings that are accessible and attractive to those addicts. With the creative freedom offered by autonomy, we are encouraged to seek the particular role that meets the needs of both the NA community and our own group. We are free to make each group the very best it can be. The vitality of Narcotics Anonymous is enhanced by each group's willingness to find its niche and fill it. Creative freedom challenges the groups to be strong and responsible. Members may support many meetings with their attendance, but most make a commitment to support one group in particular. Members grow in their personal recovery when they take responsibility for their lives. In the same way, groups grow and become stronger when their members take collective responsibility for maintaining their meetings. Groups reflect the responsibility and commitment of their members. One of the most common ways in which groups express their autonomy is in the choice of meeting format. Most NA communities will offer a number of different types of meetings, from speaker meetings to step studies to topic discussions, or any other format or combination of formats that meets the needs of local members. Some meetings will be open to the public, while others will be for addicts only. Larger communities may offer several different types of meetings each night. Some addicts will hear the message of recovery better in one type of meeting, while others prefer another format. An NA community that offers a variety of meetings is more likely to reach a broad cross-section of addicts. In a spirit of cooperation, we try to respect the autonomy of other groups by allowing them the freedom to carry the message in whatever manner seems best to them. In the spirit of autonomy, many groups hold meetings that appeal to members with similar needs. The freedom from judgment expressed in the third tradition is aimed at helping any addict, anywhere, feel comfortable in NA. No matter how a group structures its meetings, All NA groups are encouraged to keep the focus of their meetings on recovery from the disease of addiction. As long as a group observes the 12 traditions and espouses the 12 steps of NA in its meetings, it may consider them Narcotics Anonymous meetings. Sometimes, it's hard to know what affects NA as a whole. The fourth tradition offers a way to balance the freedom of autonomy with our responsibility to preserve NA unity. We are challenged in Tradition 4 to apply autonomy in ways that will enhance the growth and vitality of NA. Autonomy encourages groups to become strong and lively, but also reminds them that they are a vital part of a greater whole, the Fellowship of Narcotics Anonymous. We consider our common welfare when we make decisions in our groups. Since most groups are not directly connected with each other, we might think that whatever happens in our meetings has no effect on anyone else. When we consider who is affected by our group, we have to look at other groups, the addict yet to come, the newcomer, and the neighborhood in which we hold our meetings. We have an effect on other groups or NA as a whole if we're not recognizable as an NA meeting. It helps to remember what we needed to hear when we were new, hope for recovery from drug addiction. Addicts first coming to NA often look closely for differences, hoping that somehow they won't fit in. It's not difficult to alienate an addict. It's important to think about the message we send to newcomers in our meetings. Thoughtful consideration of our primary purpose may help ensure that meetings will be available for those addicts yet to come. It's also important to consider how we're viewed by society. When NA meetings first began in many places, it was illegal for addicts to meet under any circumstances. Even where meetings are legal, the public often views groups of addicts with alarm. Until NA has established a good public reputation, it may be difficult for addicts to find meeting places. If our behavior as NA members is still destructive and selfish, we will once again have difficulty meeting openly. We help protect our reputation as a fellowship when we use our meeting facilities with respect, keeping them clean and in good repair. We should take care to act like good neighbors, conducting ourselves respectfully. Even something as simple as the name a group chooses may reflect on NA as a whole. If the public reputation of Narcotics Anonymous is somehow impaired, addicts may die. Autonomy does not relieve groups of their obligation to observe and apply the spiritual principles embodied in the traditions. Careful consideration of the group's observation of the fourth tradition often takes the form of group inventory, helping members gauge their success at carrying the message and reaching addicts in their neighborhood. At the same time, groups can examine their part in contributing to the unity of NA as a whole. The fourth tradition guides us away from self-centeredness by giving us the freedom to act responsibly as groups. Applying spiritual principles. The fourth tradition helps groups achieve a balance between independence and responsibility. This mirrors the freedom of the individual recovering member and the responsibility which supports that freedom. Together with open-mindedness, unity, and anonymity, these principles help protect NA as a whole when applied in our group affairs. While autonomy gives us certain freedoms, it also implies responsibility for our actions and for the continued well-being of NA. As groups, we exercise our responsibility to the fellowship by taking inventory of our behavior and how we hold meetings. Our group exercises its autonomy in a responsible way when it takes care to consider the common welfare of the fellowship as a whole before it acts. Open-mindedness is essential if we are to use autonomy to help NA grow. With an open-minded attitude, we are more receptive to new ways of reaching addicts. We learn to find and fill our niche in the NA community. We encourage each member of the group to contribute thoughts and ideas. Our attitude of open-mindedness helps us remember that each group is part of a greater whole. Acknowledging that we are a part of something bigger than ourselves prompts us to look at still more new ideas. Our diversity can enrich us only when we are open to its richness. Remembering our part in the greater whole, we consider unity when we think about applying the fourth tradition. Any decision that we make as an autonomous group ought to be founded first in our common welfare. Although we are autonomous, we may offer loving support to other groups by attending their meetings or offering other help. Any meetings thrive when groups look beyond their immediate needs to offer help to each other. Love is the principle that guides us to see NA as a greater whole. This impacts our responsibility as autonomous groups. Our group's autonomous decisions, based on our love for NA, will serve to strengthen our efforts to serve others. Love encourages us to reach out to other members and other groups, finding ways to cooperate with them in carrying the message of recovery. Anonymity, applied to the fourth tradition, reminds us that each group has an equal place in the fellowship of NA. Larger groups are not more important than smaller groups. Older groups are not better than newer groups. While all groups have the freedom to apply principles in whatever way seems best to them, those same principles make each group an equal partner in recovery. Each group bears an equal responsibility in the work and in the reputation of NA. Autonomy in NA gives groups the freedom to act on their own, to establish an atmosphere of recovery, serve their members, and fulfill our primary purpose. The responsibility that balances our autonomy reflects the principles expressed in the first three traditions. Preserving the unity of the NA fellowship comes first. Next, we seek direction from a loving higher power. Then, we hold meetings that welcome everyone with a desire to stop using. Healthy, vital groups are essential to the growth of Narcotics Anonymous. Groups provide a place where we can offer our most basic service, one addict reaching out to another with the message of recovery. Without our autonomous groups, we would be unable to fulfill our primary purpose.